Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, my first guest this morning is known for starring as Aunt Sarah in Derry Girls, but actor Cathy Keira-Clark, who lives in England, has been reconnecting with her Northern Irish roots. And I'm delighted to say Cathy joins me now from our London studio. Good morning, Cathy.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Oh, there's that voice. I love your voice so much. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I've just been enjoying your intro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, great show.
Any tips, yeah. What's your best advice for a broadcaster? Go on.
No advice for you, Brendan. You're doing great there now.
Listen, your voice is just gorgeous because we were listening to some of your best bits, actually. And obviously, you're much more subtle than your character, obviously. But you've got this lovely tone to your voice, which is really, really gorgeous. Cathy, we put together Aunt Sarah's best bits. Would you like to hear a little montage of some of them?
I'll go on then.
Cathy Maguire had the best eyebrows in Derry back in her day. She could have given Joan Crawford a run for her money, isn't that right, Mary?
I have no time for Cathy Maguire.
I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about her eyebrows. Cathy and her eyebrows are two separate entities.
And that's who you were winking at in maths?
Winking? Mm-hmm. At your age? Christ, I feel sick. I don't believe this.
What the hell is it? Is there something you want to tell us, Sarah?
I'm thinking of going blonde.
No, Sarah.
Now, I know what you're going to say. It'll totally wash me out.
Sarah.
But with a couple of warm lowlights, I really think...
Are you engaged to Kieran?
What?
God, Mama, you're a burly.
So are you. You should be having a lie-in, love. You're on your holidays.
First day of term, Sarah.
Is it I? Dad, here's a bacon buddy, would you? My stomach thinks my throat's cut here.
I remember the first time I heard that when I was up in Queens years ago with a friend. My stomach thinks my throat's been cut. Brilliant.
God, that feels like a long time ago.
Does it?
Yeah. Some of those are from the very first series. Yeah,
amazing. So take us back. How did you get the part of Aunt Sarah in Derry Girls?
Mine was fairly straightforward. I had one meeting, sent a script. It turned out that it was a fake script. These things don't make it into the series,
yeah.
Probably were never intended to. But I think that the process, casting the younger ones and Dylan, the wee English fella, I think that went on for, I think, the best part of a year, as far as I'm aware. Wow. But I was spared that. I went in and met with the guys and... I can just see it.
You're Aunt Sarah. You're my Sarah. I can just see it.
There are many different ways to interpret a character. So I decided that Sarah would be really innocent and really, really serious at the same time. And so that was the one that they went with. And so then over the three seasons, Lisa kind of... It's a collaborative thing at that point, really, isn't it? Lisa was writing for us as we created the characters, and it became the gorgeous thing that it is. The show, you know.
So I can hear that you actually were probably instrumental in putting the ditzy element into her, but she was, she says some sort of profound things sometimes, doesn't she?
Yeah.
When you least expect it, she comes out with these absolute clangers that are brilliant.
So
Did you like playing her?
I loved playing her. But sure, to just escape into that head, I kind of wish I was her some of the time.
Why is that?
I think life would be so much simpler in Sarah Land,
I have to say, I pulled out my absolute favourite clip, and I remember where I was when I saw this. It was a promo for the series, right? And I just thought, for my age, the 80s, Irish, renting some beds, being really silly and dangerous. This clip, just play this clip for me, would you?
I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm not enjoying this bomb. Disgusting and disgraceful. I have an appointment in Tropicana at 12, 15 minutes in the stand-up, but sure, I'll not get over the bridge at this rate. It's going to play havoc with my build-up. This is what they want. They want ordinary people to suffer. This is what it's all about.
I'm pretty sure interfering with your sunbed sessions isn't very high up on anyone's political agenda, Aunt Sarah.
I wouldn't be so sure.
It's just... Because it just gets right to the heart of the matter, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what? I actually think that was my very first day filming that.
Amazing. Amazing.
I think that was the first day. I know, Lisa's scripts, they're just brilliant, you know. They're absolutely brilliant. To get those scripts in your hand and just read them, you would just be dying laughing and also terrified at the prospect of actually having to go in and film certain scenes with Tommy Tiernan, because you're just thinking, yeah, lads, there's going to be a hell of a lot of time wasted here today. But OK.
Yeah. And, you know, there's something I've just thought of that now, re-listening to that. It cut right through to the human element of what was going on, and just made it really relatable to everybody. You know, people just trying to live their lives. It was very clever, wasn't it?
That's it, yeah. And I think that that's why, you know, I think that's what, as you say, is so relatable about it. And, you know, I suppose because the scripts were so good, we assumed that it would resonate, you know, certainly locally, and that there would be an audience who would enjoy it. But the fact that it has resonated globally, it obviously it was a shock to us, the extent to which it has. But it's as you say, it cuts right to the heart of what is what we can all relate to. Yeah,
and new audiences all the time. TikTok, Netflix, the player, like Channel 4 player, like it's people are always coming to it. It's still growing. So do you find that interesting?
I do. I think it's a wonderful thing that what was potentially a little show from a very little place has, as I say, resonated with people across the world. I do, yeah. You know, I can, you know, people come up to me from everywhere in
really?
The world. I mean, yeah. You know, I've had full family from Brazil walk up to me in Camden, and, you know, me and Siobhan McSweeney sitting having our dinner in a wee quiet corner in Paris in a wee restaurant, and, you know, Americans. It's, yeah, my dry cleaner, who was an Arab at the time, he's like, oh, Kathy, the wooden spoon. You know, it's like there was something for everybody in there, you know.
Did that surprise you, the success?
Yeah. Yeah, it still does actually, but
I'm
proper order, you know. It's a beautiful thing, and you know, the fact that anyone who wants to come up and speak to you about it, they're smiling, it has made them happy. Well, sure, what's not to love about
exactly.
that?
Exactly. And you mentioned Siobhan there, and you're still in touch with Nicola Coughlan and the rest, are you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we're the those of us who are based in London, we're kind of, you say neighbours for London, you're not really, we're in the northwest of the area, but, you know, I would see Siobhan a lot. We actually are as close as neighbours can be in London. Nicola's a very busy girl all over the world. We'd have the odd Sunday roast or meal or whatever. Dylan, on and off. Louisa, Siobhan and I would see, we see each other a lot.
Yeah, you were part of something really brilliant together, you know, and so that does tend to connect people, doesn't it? So
yeah.
Derry Girls did put Northern Ireland definitely back on the map as a tourist destination, definitely.
Yeah.
And now you're involved with Tourism NI and its initiative to highlight some of the region's most unique tourist attractions.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Yes. Well, I was home. I was actually spending a wee bit of time at home recently, as you say. I've been here for, too long to mention, really. So when I go home over the years, over the decades, I see the change in the place. You know, it's not the place that I grew up in the 70s and the 80s, you know. I came here in the very early 90s to London. So when I go home, I really do see the change in the place, you know.
Yeah.
It's always home for me, but it's just a completely different place now. And so I took the tour, part of the tour that encompasses the kind of the North Coast, and
beautiful.
Within that you've got things like, well, you've got all of the stunning dramatic beauty spots, you know, all along the coastal drive and the coastal walks there, but, you know, tucked away places that I actually can't wait to go back to again. There's these incredible wee pods, and I think pods are very different from glamping, but it's the same kind of idea. But these wee pods are nestled in at the foot of the Mourne Mountains in a little place called Enniskeen. And you've never seen anything. So in a forest that is like any, it's like every magical fairy fantasy you ever had as a child, at the foot of the Mourne Mountains, nestled in with, you know, hot tubs and wood burning stoves.
Speaking my language.
And honestly, you got to see these places. This is just exquisite. So you've all these wee tiny, the Seamus Heaney home place is tucked away in there as well. And then you've got the big, you know, the Game of Thrones tour and the tour of the studios and all of these things. So yeah, you can do a... You can do the tour of the beauty spot. You can keep it outdoors if that's what you're into, or you can do the little tiny.
Do you know what? I was actually shooting a series up with Frances Black, Mary Black's sister.
Their
dad is from a place I'd never heard of, Rattlin Island, off the coast of Antrim.
I've actually been there.
Oh my goodness. Like, that's a hidden treasure. It blew me away.
Yeah.
Can't wait to go back.
Years and years ago, I was in Rattlin Island.
So beautiful.
Yeah, it is. And I think that, I was so young when I went there, but I remember being really taken by the fact that the trees were all really stunted in growth because of how windy it is on the island.
All leaning to the left where the wind
is
coming
from. Isn't
that
right? Yeah.
No, it's beautiful. There's loads of hidden treasures. And you've really given us a really gorgeous insight into what's available up there for us as well. What are you up to these days?
I have, as I say, I just spent some time at home and came back to London kind of thinking about winding down, maybe having a Christmas with a difference this year.
Yeah.
Thinking of some sunshine, but then at the same time, I'm totally torn. No, I want to go back to those pods.
Yeah.
I've been dreaming about them ever since. Just take a book and sit. But actually, as it often happens at this time of year, when you think the year is just kind of getting quiet, stuff starts to come in. And so actually, I've been looking at scripts. I've been looking at comedy for the first time since Derry Girls.
Oh, very good.
Because after it, I found it quite difficult to even think about putting myself back into that arena because I'd never really done any comedy before, not very much anyway. I found it quite difficult to think about creating another comic character without... replicating, or you know, there's a tendency then for people to send me stuff that may have tones of Aunt Sarah or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm reading stuff at the minute that doesn't have that, so I'd look forward to stepping back into that and trying to create something fresh.
Mm-hmm. And there's one little fact I wanted the listeners to know. One of your accolades was that you made an appearance in a Blur music video in the 90s. I love that.
Yes.
I YouTubed it. Brilliant.
Come here. Do you know what? And nobody knows it. It is one of those things that has stayed under, like totally under the radar. And I, only in the last couple of years, I'll get a text from a nephew. Or in fact, Lisa McGee, who wrote Derry Girls, texted me one night and went, "Are you in a Blur video?
Is that you in the Blur video?"
Yes.
Is that our Sarah in the Blur video?
I was so young. God, I don't even know what year that was.
1993, I do.
Oh, my God. There you go. Mm-hmm.
Listen, you're a woman of many coats. Thank you so much.
It's been that was a particular coat. That was actually Damon's coat, if I recall that day.
Amazing. So. Cathy Keary-Clark, Kira Clark, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Best of luck with everything.
Brendan.
Lovely chatting to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.